The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 10 best steps to prepare for a market correction. I know it sounds kind of like a boring title there, but actually there's some good stuff here. But before we get started, I want to make a couple of quick announcements as usual. First, I want to just wish you all well. I hope things are going well for you and your real estate investing endeavors out there. I'm hearing great stories from folks that are just crushing it out there. So keep up the great work. Hey, if you ever need any help with anything, just dash off an email to me. I'd love to help you out any way I can. Just a quick reminders here. Don't forget our powder, our really cool contest. I know we haven't announced like the grand prize or anything yet, but we do have a great gift there for those potential podcasters out there that Mino Studios, who produces our show, is going to offer here. It was a great prize, an opportunity to do your pilot episode for free. That's right, if you want to ever do a podcast. So that's one of the things. We've got some other cool things in there too. You just have to stay tuned, okay? Some quick updates on what's going on in my little universe here. We are just, I think I had mentioned in the past, we're really upgrading a lot of our properties. I'm sort of pouring in investment funds right now to get them all up to par and in good operating condition so that we can, one, be able to get maximum rents. At the same time, we're looking at, again, trying to prepare for the time ahead. If, again, we're talking about a market correction, that we don't have to worry about that, those types of things during that time when funds may be tight. Also, I'm looking at some really interesting things in terms of aligning with special needs housing, and I'll be talking about that as it comes up a little bit later too. Also considering adding another Airbnb unit, maybe something we will do in the process of these upgrades. You know, some of the things that are we're also dealing with is older building challenges. Now, those of you out there that have buildings that are definitely older than 40, 50 years, our 22 unit was built in 1925. So we had to do a lot of things when we came in there. One of the key things we did, and I think one of the best decisions, was to convert the boiler heating system to all electric baseboard type heating in each unit. Of course, our tenants pay electrical, and so we also had gas stoves, replaced them with electric stoves, and that really helped a lot in terms of boosting our bottom line by reducing expenses. You know, one of the weird things, though, that we're dealing with, and hey, I'm always open to great advice here, especially if you're an indie and you have dealt with the same kind of issue, is bugs and mice, okay? These older buildings with the, you know, basements and things like that, they tend to have sort of seasonal just sort of upsurges here in those areas. So, you know, we have an exterminator that we have dealing with our building on a regular basis, but occasionally we'll have just some real, you know, boom, we got an issue there. So anybody that's mastered that area that may have an older building also, I'd love to hear your suggestions or how you're getting along in that area. Also, we went no smoking in this building a little while ago, and that has been a great choice. Not only did the building just reek, but it also has just created a different environment in there, and that has helped us a lot. Also, it does help to have the, you know, the enforcement side can be tough if you don't have an on-site manager. Our house mom helps there too to kind of help reinforce that. We have outside on our porch areas little ashtrays and stuff, and to try to make that a little bit easier for folks. They can go outside and smoke if they want. Speaking about house mom, this has been a great choice, great decision in a lot of different ways. Showings, it's been great. You know, a lot of times when you have a property manager, somebody wants to see the place late at night or on weekends, you can't always get somebody to show it. Because she lives there, it's been great. We've been able to also get some great tenants in as a result of it. And then she kind of goes the extra mile too, which is really great. And just had a new tenant move in, a teacher, real great tenant. It looks like she's going to be a good, hopefully longer term tenant. You know, my house mom got a housewarming gift for her. She's an artist. She might have painted her a little picture or something. I don't know, or gave her one of her paintings. Some cool stuff happening there. It's also been real cost effective too, because I'm able to get some repairs and things done where I can deal directly with contractors and not have to pay sort of the add-on price there on my property manager. And also just if we can do it faster and more efficiently too. So there's been a lot of key benefits there. But anyway, let's jump into our show for today here. 10 best steps to prepare for a market correction. You know, and I'm just going to let you know up front, this is sort of an overview, and it talks about it from a personal standpoint as well as an investor standpoint. But the signs are there. I don't know if you've noticed, if you're a regular listener, you know, a lot of my guests keep just pointing to this point that there is a correction coming. There is a recession in the wind, so to speak, and the signs are there. Something big is coming. We don't know how big. It could be a little correction. It could be something more significant. I think those of you that have seen as rates are being hiked up by the feds right now, that there's a lot of tension going on in even in our own government with the Federal Reserve and the purposes behind raising rates and a lot of other issues there. So I think that a lot of consumers are sort of holding their breath. They're waiting for events to unfold and to see exactly what's going to happen here. Many of us are in the middle of deals. We're going ahead and we're doing things as we normally would. Some are considering a real stretch to make their numbers and their pro forma, which I would say is not probably the best thing to do right now. Many of my recent guests that we've had on, I know Buck Joffrey, as well as last Monday, Nitzan Mosry, have been talking about major financial downturns and some strategies that you can employ, not only looking for properties to acquire, but how to position yourself once you do have properties. Real estate and economic cycles are predictable, and they have been for decades. Whether they occur every 8, 10, 12 years, that's difficult to say when things will happen. But on an average, it's sort of, there's this bubble every 10 years that happens. Now, the great part about it is the bubble's always going up, and it's the peak is always higher than the previous peak, or at least somewhat higher, sometimes significantly higher. But it still, real estate continues to make an upward climb. And if you look at the last major recession, 2008, well, it's 2018 now. It's 10 years later. And so we know that there's something that's going to happen. If you were an investor in 2006, 2007, you were in the midst of this booming economy, right? Well, this is what's happening right now. This is some of the strongest economy we've had in decades. And so that happened right before 2008 and the crash that happened there. Now, granted, that was very much triggered by what was going on in the mortgage industry and in Wall Street as well. But, you know, it in the late 1990s, the same thing, you know, boom, everything's going great. And then this this recession hits. So we just want to be aware. And the question really is, are you ready? And what are you doing to prepare? You know, this is the time to really start thinking sort of pre-recession investing regarding not only new properties, but your existing properties. You're looking at things like improvements. And, you know, maybe this is the time to really sort of put in the funds that you're holding back on. Maybe a new roof or something of that nature that you may not have the funds to expend during the recession. So you have to start thinking along those lines now. Maybe rents, if you increase your rents now as opposed to maybe waiting a little bit longer, it's kind of easier to bring them down than to have to, or to even consider raising them. So if you have to bring those rents down, then it's kind of that easier to do than to try and increase during a recession. I'm just going to give you like 10 quick things here that I think will be helpful for you. Just general information that will be wise, not only for your real estate investing, but for your personal finances as well. The first thing is build a buffer. Now, this is smart just investing in general, but building up a cash reserve right now, I think is really key. I know some folks are selling and they're not buying and they're holding on to the funds that they have in anticipation of the recession, because that's the time that smart investors buy. And if you don't have the cash to buy, you miss out on some incredible opportunities there. So building up a cash reserve, not only to purchase new properties, but just for unexpected expenses. If you have to reduce rents, if you have to make some adjustments, you might have to pay down your mortgage a little bit or do some other things to adjust to what's going on during the recession. Having those funds is a smart idea. You should always have a 6-month reserve minimum to cover your costs, or at least cover your mortgage. But you should also think about having those funds in there to do things that you kind of have to do, not so much things that you want to do. Second, write a budget. You know, just create a budget. Most of us have budgets already, but you want to have one that you're really sticking to. And with the idea of building in that savings component in there, you want to do all you can to cut your expenses so that you can put more into savings at this time. So that's a smart move, having a good budget. How can I reduce expenses and so forth? I would even say, you know, become a minimalist if you can to really reduce your expenses. Look at those non-essential things that you have and expenses that are, you know, taking money out of your pocket every month. And what can you do to reduce those things to make it a little bit more realistic in terms of not only savings, but learning to live with less should we have to cut back and during that recession period. So set aside time to make sure you have a full review of your loans, your savings, your assets, your financial position. Look at the things that you can do to try to make it a little bit better. You know, things like, you know, I don't want you to have to cramp your lifestyle here, but, you know, just you might want to think of maybe postponing things. Instead of buying a new car, maybe buy a used car, paying full price for it, so you're not going to be saddled with monthly expenses. That's on a personal basis, I know. But, you know, looking at non-essential expenses that you can reduce. You might also look at assessing your current bank accounts and some of the loans that you have. Look at the changing banks if you can to get maybe fee-free accounts or other things that can reduce your expenses there. Loans, you know, are you paying high interest? Either personal loans, business loans, and what have you, where you might be able to consolidate and reduce expenses. Number 5, get your savings and investments to work harder. You know, when it comes to your long-term savings, make sure inflation isn't eating away at your purchasing power of your money. Make your savings work harder for you. Look at ways to sort of get interest on those unused funds that are sitting there, especially if you're building up that big nest egg we're talking about, to sort of hedge for those tougher times ahead, or to purchase later on. Also utilizing self-directed accounts is really, really smart at that. Number six, create multiple streams of income. Now, many of us got a pension coming in or Social Security, and then you've got your real estate income. But what else can you do? Are there other ways that you can generate additional income? Maybe you have an empty room or basement you might want to consider converting to an Airbnb. Now, picking up an extra $1,000 a month is really easy if you have the right the right strategy on the Airbnb side. Or maybe you have a 3-bedroom rental home that's going to be available soon. You might want to, instead of rent it out as a home, rent it out as 3 separate rooms that you could make an Airbnb, maybe for travelers or traveling nurses and what have you. If there is a recession, it's going to impact a lot of folks, especially people maybe traveling, doing business travel, where they're going to be looking for alternatives to more pricey hotels. So that might be a good one. Another multiple stream of income too. You might look at other things non-real estate oriented, and maybe an online business or Amazon related business, maybe do some freelance online or virtual assistant type work on the side. So just other things you might want to think about to sort of supplement your real estate income. Number seven, anticipate rising interest rates. Now that's kind of what's happening right now. We just recently took a major dive in the stock market, and a lot of this is being triggered by what the Fed is doing. So just take a look at that. If you have any kind of variable rate type loans, you probably want to try to get into something fixed if you can do it and avoid those. Also, you really want to watch out for things like balloon payments, where you're going to have to finance maybe additional funding for your project. And these are areas you're just going to have to take a closer look at. Try to move into lower interest rate loans anywhere you can. Number eight, lock in affordable repayment plans. If you're in debt, then it's time to think about really protecting yourself from any future uncertainty. Serious consideration should be given to affordable debt, looking at ways to reduce that or consolidating. I would encourage anyone with debt to start giving consideration to, maybe a more precise repayment plan, maybe even advancing and speeding up that process, paying a larger amount to get yourself as much out of debt as possible before the recession hits. Keep in mind, a lot of folks will do these 0% credit cards, and maybe, it's good for if you're flipping and you're doing short term, because it's usually good for 12 months or 18 months. But then what happens after? Well, you go into an interest rate that's tied to whatever the Fed rates are, and that could just really be expensive. So, planning ahead and getting rid of those or paying those off is a smart move. Number nine, some may want to advance the pay down on their mortgages. Even if you did this for a short period of time, you're maybe just paying $100 more on that mortgage. It can make a significant difference in the equity that you're going to have available in that property. One of the things that happens if prices fell, let's say, 10%, you could end up owing more on a property than it's worth. And so by paying down some of your mortgages a little quicker, you've got that advantage that you've got that buffer in there on your property. So that's a good thing to look at. The problem, being in negative equity is that it makes, difficult for you to have that property and to sell it too as well. So you don't want to be a prisoner to your mortgage. That might be a good course for you to take. Number 10, stay informed. And I know, a lot of you are real good at that, read a lot, but really tie into some of the financial, press. And sometimes it can be a little bit boring, but it's really important to make sure you keep absolutely up to date with what's happening in the financial world as it will impact you on a day-to-day basis. Government may change a policy, a large company may hit difficulties. There are a number of things that can impact you. You just need to be aware of and be able to anticipate as best as you can. Well, that is it. I know this is a brief overview, but in the weeks and months to come, I hope to look at more specific real estate investing issues, like how to borrow, what about balloon payments, and other issues that can prevent recession traps. Now, please don't get me wrong. I don't ever want to be a purveyor of doom and gloom, but at the same time, I don't think we should be walking around with blinders on either. There are and will be, market corrections. On Monday's show, Nitzan Mosry, as I mentioned, says that economic indicators point to a major shift in as soon as 18 to 24 months. And the question is, are you prepared? Being conservative with your finances will never hurt anything, believe me. And it can really help you if you're not only can survive a recession, but you can be poised to thrive. If you've got extra cash and you've done a good job of setting funds aside, you can buy properties and acquire properties during that time as well. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including any links, and I'm going to have some of these shows in here that we've talked about, some recession proofing strategies. They'll be accessible in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Look for the episode on 10 best steps to prepare for a market correction. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.